This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shraddha Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Thursday, that is 30th of July. Well, tracking weak global cues, rise in COVID cases across the globe and July F&O expiry weighed on investor sentiment on Thursday. Now, Sensex dropped by over 300 points while the Nifty 50 managed to hold on to that 11,100 level. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, the Sensex fell 335 points to close at 37,736. While the Nifty 50 plunged 100 points to close at 11,102. Now, Nifty 50, which opened at 11,254, rose towards 11,300 levels, but then bears took control and pushed the index below 11,100. Now, the index finally closed at 11,102, down nearly 1%. Now, if you look at from expiry to expiry perspective, Nifty expired July series at 11,102 with good gains of nearly 8% on expiry basis. It formed a bullish candle for the second consecutive expiry. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in healthcare, IT and realty stocks, while profit booking was visible in public sector, oil and gas and telecom names. The Nifty Bank closed nearly 2% lower at 21,646. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index and the small-cap index closed with losses of 0.4% each. Now, if you look at the top Nifty gainers, include names like Infosys, Wipro, Sun Pharma, and Dr. Reddy's. Well, in terms of losers, HDFC, IOC, IndusInd Bank were the top Nifty losers. Now, in terms of stocks and sectors, well, sectorally, the healthcare index was 2.01%, followed by the IT index, which gained 0.6%. Profit taking was visible in public sector that fell 2.5%, followed by the oil and gas, which was down 2.2%, and the telecom index was down by 2%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like HDFC Life, Glenmark, Idea Cellular, and India Bulls Housing Finance. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Dabur, Sun Pharma, and Glenmark. Short buildup was seen in stocks like IndusInd Bank, Shri Cement, and Mahindra & Mahindra. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Dr. Reddy's, Divi's Laboratories, as well as TCS. There were more than 200 stocks on the BSE that were locked in upper circuit, which includes names like JP Power, Best Agro Life, TCI Industries, and Heritage Foods. While on the other hand, there are nearly 400 companies on the BSE that were locked in lower circuit. That includes names like Ruchi Soya, Muthoot Capital, 5 Paisa Capital, as well as SAR Auto Products. Now, if let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, HDFC stock shed over 3% after the net profit of the company went down by 4.7% at 3,051 crores against 3,203 crores on a year-on-year basis. Other stocks which were in focus were Lauris Lab, Karur Vysya Bank, Mahindra Logistics, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, as well as SRF. Now, let's also look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. It closed below the 5-day exponential moving average. Now, in the next trading session, experts feel that if Nifty slips below 11,084, then initially the corrective swing shall get extended towards 11,000 levels. Now, a close below 11,000 will take the index towards 200-day moving average, and the value is placed at 10,861. Now, traders are advised to adopt a wait and watch kind of an approach in the next session without attempting a trade. However, positional shorting opportunities can be considered if Nifty is trading below 11,000 levels in the last 15 minutes of the session. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartviewIndia.in said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.